We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 of the Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 of the Zone mobile app. Kugler, Danny Woodhead, Munson, all still to come. Rocking and rolling our way through the first hour. Again, if you missed it, Scott Frost said today that Adrian Martinez practiced again. Look good, just same stuff, right? It's like basically like insert same quote from different coach each day. It's like Martinez looked good, we'll see how things go, and we'll make a decision for what's best for him and best for the team on Saturday. That's kind of the extent of what you're going to get. That's the extent of what it is, and I think we'll all find out together on Saturday afternoon if old number two trots out there for the start. My guess is he will, but we shall see. 402-951-1620. Come up a little later on the show. Corey and I got to give our picks. We got our four picks to give. I got a couple ones I really like. A couple of them I'm a little eh on. But I got a couple of them I really, really like, so that's all coming up on the show a little bit later on. But right now, we got to shift gears. Get two, three, and up.
First down. Teased it going into break, but some bad news on the injury front for the Ohio State Buckeyes. From Bill Landis, he writes for Cleveland.com. He tweeted about a half hour ago, Urban Meyer says Nick Bosa had surgery for a core muscle injury. No timetable for a return.
Don't know.
I don't know how much is going to affect the win-loss record Ohio State, but that's, you're losing one of the best defenders in college football. It's going to affect something.
Yeah, I mean, last season he had he had 8.5 sacks. I mean, he's probably their best defensive lineman. And he's first team All Big Ten last year. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's a big-time player, and I'm not sure what that timeline would be, but that's a big deal. That's a big deal. They play Penn State in 2 weeks. They play Tulane this week, so it's not going to matter. But then they got to go on the road.
I mean, Penn State, you're talking about a guy in Nick Bosa that can both rush the passer and set the edge.
Yep.
Huge. And that's Penn State's offense.
Yeah,
That's what they do. And without him on the edge, I don't know who's behind Nick Bosa. But one thing about him that kind of demonstrates just how important that dude is. People probably don't remember this, but in the Iowa game last season, that game all kind of flipped when Nick Bosa got ejected for targeting.
I forgot about that.
And I know that's just one example, but that shows how important that dude is. When he's not on that line, the entire defense is different.
He's probably the most important. I mean, he's the most important Ohio State defensive player. I mean,
there's no question.
They're deep and they're loaded, but that hurts. I mean, that great players don't just grow on trees.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's just the reality of the deal. So that's big.
Second down. Saw this from Brett McMurphy earlier today, but the Golden Nugget posted some college football playoff title game lines.
I saw that. This is interesting.
And there's one team that is featured in all four lines. Everybody say it with me. Nebraska. No,
yeah,
Alabama.
I wish.
If Alabama were to play Ohio State. Actually, maybe we should do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I saw it, but I can't remember what they were. Guess the line.
All right. Okay, here we go. So,
if Alabama were to play Ohio State in the national title game, what would the line be?
Bama by 8?
That's a miss. Bama by 9.5.
I mean, that's a big number.
It's a big number for Ohio State and Urban Meyer.
You guys, Bama's ridiculous. Keep going, and it'll be the theme, the takeaway from this.
If Bama played Georgia again.
Oh, man, I feel like that would be like 12.
It's a miss, but in the right direction. But Bama would be favored by 10.5.
Okay.
What if Bama played Clemson?
I'll say 12 again.
Now that's a hit. 11.5.
Okay.
What if Bama played Oklahoma?
Eleven.
14.5. So there you go. That was guess the line.
But think about that. Those are the four. Those are outside of Bama. Those are the four best teams in the country,
and nearly all of them, Bama would be favored by double digits,
by two scores. You know, like unbelievable. I mean, Bama's ridiculous. If you ever watch Bama play, it's like you're watching a varsity team play JV teams.
Could they beat the Browns?
Yeah, I love that. I thought I saw somebody, what if Bama played the Buffalo Bills? It's like,
now there's an original topic.
Well, and do you understand how bad the Buffalo Bills could go to Tuscaloosa and they would beat them by 50?
Yes, they would.
50.
Josh Allen would just go nuts.
I mean, it'd beat them by 50.
Third down. So let me pose this question to you, Nicholas Allen. Two games into the season, what grade would you give Nebraska at this point?
Oh God! I mean, it's hard to. I mean, they're 0-2. I'd give them like a. You have to give them like a D plus.
What a hater! What a hater! Because that's not what the USA Today did.
What'd they give?
They graded every single FBS team, and they put it into categories: A plus, A minus. A,
so they did the whole plus
that.
Sign. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So there's plus, minus,
they
and
A. Gave Nebraska a C minus grade.
Eh. I mean, I don't know. It's like you still got to. I mean, you lost.
I would give them a D plus.
Yeah. Because they've done some good things. They really have. Not to go all Bo Pelini on you. They've done some good things, but they're still 0-2, and they lost to Troy.
Yeah,
like,
you lost
to a
group of five team.
Yeah.
Like, at home. Right. You shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, trust me. There's nobody that is. I still think this team, I've been on record all week that if Martinez is okay, I still just think this team can do some pretty good things this year. But, yeah, I mean, they're 0-2, man. I mean, it's like.
But here's the thing, and I don't know, maybe my Northwestern and Patty Fitz hate is coming out a little too much here, but Northwestern was also given a C-. I don't know. I mean, I've watched Nebraska. I've watched Northwestern play. I think Nebraska's looked better than Northwestern.
I mean, in all reality,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, Nebraska. I mean, Northwestern's played three games, and they've played probably three or four good quarters of football.
Yeah.
They played two good quarters against Purdue and one or two against Akron.
Yeah.
I mean, they've not looked very good. So, I mean, I don't know. They still won a game, so I can understand that. But
according to USA Today, Nebraska and Northwestern have both looked better than USC, and I don't know if I would agree with that. They gave USC a D+.
This is so hard.
It's subjective,
like,
because, I mean,
who are you playing, too?
Right.
You know, it's like, I mean, Northwestern's played Duke and Akron and Purdue, and Nebraska's played Colorado and Troy. And, I mean, USC's gone to Stanford
and
to
Texas.
Yeah. Like, it's just different.
One grade I do wholeheartedly agree with: Florida State got an F.
Yeah. Yes.
And dude, boy, did
UCLA get an F? I'd have to imagine they got an F.
UCLA got a D.
A D? Okay. Whatever.
Best arena out.
There you go. There you go. All right. One out of the books, two to go. Super excited to talk to Kugler. He's going to stop by in about a half hour. Again, he was on the call for Michigan and SMU. Excited to pick his brain about what he sees with Michigan. So he'll stop by in a half hour. Game time.